Sí, muy buenos días. Voy
Hello, very good morning. I'm going to speak Spanish. It's an honor for me as Special Rapporteur on Economic, Social, and Cultural Environmental Rights of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to participate in the social forum of the Human Rights Council of the United Nations. At the outset, I wish to applaud the chairmanship and all of those who have provided assistance, and especially the moderator and the members of the panel. Now, this is the second special rapporteurship created by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights in its history, and it was put into place in 2017 and has been playing a central role in the response of the Commission to the pandemic and has a significant impact on economic, social, and cultural rights in our region. Now, the OAS is focused on human rights and is focused on making these universal in the Human Rights Council. It's not just an historic fact, but also it's fundamental in these times where we're experiencing such challenges of human health on our planet. In the context of the pandemic that we're experiencing, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, which is the main body of the Organization of American States for Protecting and Upholding Human Rights in the Americas, has been addressing the main human rights topics and looking at the inequalities that we're seeing on the American continent. And we have been monitoring on a daily basis the impact that the pandemic has had on the enjoyment of ESCR in the American and the universal human rights systems. The American continent is the most unequal continent on the planet, and its inequalities have been worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic, having a disproportionate impact on the persons and groups in a particular situation of vulnerability. Poverty has exploded, affecting more than 2 billion people, as well as food insecurity, with around 40% of the population in the American, Latin American, the Caribbean in this situation. And when it comes to the different contexts that the pandemic has caused, many economic, social, and cultural rights have been flouted, including the right to health, the right to work, the right to social security, the right to education, to food, to water, and to decent housing. Therefore, since the beginning of the crisis, we have been proposing that our response to the pandemic be a comprehensive one, taking account of all of the different rights, in particular the right to health and other ESCR. Everything is at play when it comes to corporations and human rights, COVID-19 vaccines, healthcare workers, sexual and reproductive rights, mental health, or the environment. And it's important that governments don't lower safeguards when it comes to the protection of these rights. And in this regard, the Commission, with the leadership of the Inter-American system, has been working with the OAS, and there's Resolution 1/2020 on the pandemic in the Americas, and there's number 4, Resolution 4/2020, that contains Inter-American guidelines for human rights in the context of COVID-19. And so we have identified a particular group that are particularly vulnerable to COVID-19, and it's important that their rights be recognised. And there's also Resolution 1/2021 on the pandemic in the Americas, and I wish to make the most of this opportunity to underscore this resolution. There's the Resolution 1/2020 on human rights in the Americas that establishes that the COVID-19 pandemic has a differentiated and intersectional effect on the enjoyment of economic, social, and cultural rights on specific groups of the population that have specific vulnerabilities. Similarly, we talk about poverty and how this is a human rights topic that is extremely important, and that economic, social, and cultural rights are at risk. In particular, when it comes to the right to health, in the American continent, we're seeing a differentiated outcome depending on people's social circumstances. Indeed, many groups in a situation of vulnerability face stumbling blocks when it comes to accessing water, which is also very important when it comes to avoiding contracting the virus. And also groups such as indigenous communities and communities of African descent are particularly vulnerable to the virus. When it comes to access to vaccines, we're also seeing a situation of significant inequalities in the Americas. A lot of states in our region have nevertheless managed to rapidly reach a high level of immunization of their populations. And so in this resolution, we've sought to consider vaccines as a regional and global public good and to remove stumbling blocks for their universal and equitable distribution. We've called upon states in the region to adopt intersectional perspectives focused on the principles of equality and non-discrimination, taking account of the populations that have the highest level of vulnerability or risk, which include older persons, persons deprived of their liberty, women, indigenous peoples, and people in a situation of human mobility, boys, girls, and adolescents, LGBTI, persons, persons of African descent, persons with disabilities, workers, and persons in situations of poverty and extreme poverty. We're extremely concerned about persons who live in the street, as well as healthcare professionals. Their human rights need to be protected in this context. In the Commission, we're specifically focusing on ESCR, and we have released some press releases about our mechanisms, and we have also been launching an appeal on raising awareness on how to overcome inequalities and to uphold the principle of indivisibility of human rights that was mentioned to the Vienna Action Plan by the previous speaker in 1993. And it's very important that we adopt this approach, this rights-based approach and a gender-based approach. This should be a priority in this moment of economic recovery in all of the states of the world. And we specifically focus, of course, on the American states. And it's important to ensure that the states stick to their obligations in this regard in the recovery. And just like I was saying, the United Nations and the Organization of American States are intergovernmental organizations based on cooperation and international solidarity. And at the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, we are focusing particularly on vaccines and on cooperation and international solidarity as an obligation of states in their response to the pandemic to ensure that nobody is left behind and that the private sector is on boards and that the private sector aligns with human rights standards. Finally, at the Commission, we are delighted to be able to participate in this council, and we are continuing to work in the inter-American system to seek synergy with the United Nations system to ensure that our mandate is adopted and that the this is seen on the streets of the Americas region. Thank you.